I don't know where you could go or lead them, but there's all sorts of building going on here, and it's a going concern.
Definitely. Guelph is like the place to be. Seems like it.
Well, for horses, it's, yeah. I think so. I really think it is.
So that was actually Blue Sky Radio speaking with Lorraine Stubbs. And we met her and Dr. Lisa Cox at the Barker Museum at the McNabb Room at the University of Guelph at the Ontario Veterinary College. So that was quite a mouthful, but really amazing, amazing history. And thank you so much. And this is at Radio Waterloo. 102.7 FM. Thanks for listening to Blue Sky Radio. You can also find Radio Waterloo online at radiowaterloo.ca. And yay! Happy to be here. It's a bit of a tumbling coming into the radio station. So today is the 20th of December, and we don't have any snow, and I don't know what people think about the weather. I know that I often wonder what is going on because I grew up with lots of snow. And I know some people say, oh, they say everything goes in cycles and there's nothing that we can do about it. But when you look at the impact of humans on the earth, it's hard to deny that we had impact. We know it's polluted. We know there's garbage. We know that there's lots of things that are connected to human activity. So if we were to, let's say, not have any of those things, and then all the global warming would be happening, and then we could say, oh, okay, sure, humans didn't have any impact. So something to think about. And these days, again, we're talking about here in Canada, for example, if you follow the news regarding pipelines and the not building of the pipeline, because apparently public opinion is that they shouldn't be built. That's why in the end, it seems the prime minister hasn't been able to push it through, because public opinion is that we shouldn't. And what do people think about fossil fuel industry and sustainability of earth health and things like that? Anyways, over the weekend, there was a protest at a restaurant in Toronto regarding horse being on the menu. And Catherine Betts helped to connect me to Marnie. Marnie organized the protest. So we have an interview with her. I'm going to share it in a little while. But first, we're going to play Jar's song, Horse. And if you have ever listened to Blue Sky Radio before, Jar was a Motown singer who back in the day opened up for the Jackson 5, for example, and the Tops, and lots of Motown years that he had. And he then returned to horses and has a ranch outside of Baltimore in Maryland. And he works with inner city kids and youth, and he brings them to his ranch, and he has educational programs where horses are involved, some wild horses who have been gentled, and other horses. So really interesting. So he has this song called Horse, and he wants this song to become like an anthem for horses around the world and people, because if you talk to some people nowadays, you find out about the industry of what's going on with horses, and a lot of us are trying to push for more humane treatment of horses. And in this movement is trying to create work, you know, like positive work for horses, or even what people do with horses. So Jar is somebody who promotes an endurance, like long distance endurance horse racing. And he's been United Arab Emirates. Okay, we're gonna go and play this song now. We'll play the song.
creations of God we are, kindred spirits we are. I feel you, I feel you, I feel you. Horse, free spirits we are. I have come to know you, horse. Yes, yes. I have come to recognize the oneness of you and I. We are soulmates. We are soulmates. And I love being with you. You keep me in touch with what it is to be free. You carry me, you carry me from nowhere to everywhere. Oh, horse. I love being with you, the good times and bad. Happy and sad, you have carried me, you have carried me from nowhere to everywhere. Joy to behold you are, my partner, my friend you are. I feel you, I feel you, I feel you. Horse, beautiful you are, I have come to love you, horse. Yes, yes, I have come to understand the oneness of you and I. We are soulmates, we are soulmates, and I love being